Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of That's Entertainment. I'm your host, Tammy Jones Gibbs, broadcasting live from the NYC. For the next hour, I'm going to give you the latest entertainment and celebrity news on John Legend, Russell Crowe, Remy Ma, Eric B., Lamar Odom, and a whole lot more. So don't go anywhere. I'll be right back after these messages.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? When the unthinkable happens? Or is the best time perhaps today? Go to nyc.gov/readyny or call 311 and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by New York City Emergency Management and the Ad Council.
China bitch. China bitch.
If you are just you're listening to another edition of That's Entertainment. I'm your host, Tammy Jones Gibb, where every week I bring you the latest in entertainment news, celebrity news, and pop culture. If you are just tuning into the show, welcome. That's Entertainment has been on the air for about 10 years now, so I'd like to thank everybody who's been tuning in from the very beginning. And if you like the show and you want to know what's going on in the world of entertainment, make sure you click on the follow-up button on top of the show page. That way you get a reminder when I broadcast live. Also, if you want to make a comment about any of today's stories, give me a call. The call-in number is 347-637-2656 and press the number 1. That's 347-637-2656 and press the number 1. Also, like us on Facebook. Just go to www.facebook.com/thatsentertainment.radio. Follow us on Twitter at thatsentertain1. And you can also follow me on Twitter at Stiletto14, Stiletto like the shoe, STILETTO and the number 14. And you can also follow me on Instagram at TJonesGibbs, that's TJonesGibbs. Right now the current temperature in the NY is a sunny but brutally cold 33 degrees. Before I get started with the show today, I'd like to give a shout out to all my listeners. Thank you for once again for hanging out and joining me here on this Wednesday afternoon. So how has everyone week been so far? It's Wednesday, it's hump day, and lots of things are going on in the country. Today is World Kindness Day. That's right, World Kindness Day. So if you're not the kind of person that's too kind, today, make a difference today. Be kind to your neighbors. Be kind to that special person that you normally don't talk to. You know, just show some appreciation and kindness to your fellow man today. Also, today is the first day of the impeachment hearings right here. So, I think right now they're in, I think it's supposed to be, they're in session, but I think it's supposed to be televised, or they're supposed to be doing a streaming of the event, so we'll see what happens. And also this week, People Magazine just crowned their sexiest man alive for 2019, and he is a velvet voice. And he's also an EGOT. For those who don't know what an EGOT is, he's an Emmy winner, a Grammy winner, an Oscar and Tony Award winner. And he goes by the name of John Legend. That's right. John Legend has been crowned People Magazine Sexiest Man Alive for 2019. Also this week we're going to be talking about Australian actor Russell Crowe. He and his family had to fled to safety because there was a Australian bushfire that had engulfed his property. We'll talk more about it. Remy Ma is in the news, and she has apparently has put New York prosecutors on blast because they were pursuing an assault charge against her, and she insists it's just a waste of public resources. Hip-hop pioneer Eric B., you know, he's half of the duo Eric B. and Rakim from back in the day. Well, apparently he's been released from a New Jersey jail after he was taken into custody for a 17-year-old arrest warrant. And Lamar Odom finally popped the question to his girlfriend, Sabrina Parr. But there was somebody in Lamar's family that wasn't too happy about the happy announcement. And Little Reese, apparently his shooter has, alleged shooter, has circulated online that apparently the leaked photo has come out that that was obtained by police through a street surveillance footage that shows a man they believe is the suspect who fired shots at the 26-year-old rapper. So without further ado, let's get started with the most talked about stories of the day. Hit it. John Legend, a man of so many talents, he became one of only 15 stars to achieve an EGOT status last year, and he's making history yet again. The 40-year-old singer has now been crowned People's Sexiest Man Alive. After taking home his first Grammy in 2006 with his debut album, Get Lifted, the star began a steady ascension to superstardom while using his voice for good, unabashedly in love with his wife, Chrissy Teigen, and a doting father to their kids, three-and-a-half-year-old daughter Luna and 18-month-old son Miles. Legend has become one of Hollywood's biggest stars while remaining as down-to-earth as ever. So it's no surprise that the voice coach, whose deluxe edition of A Legendary Christmas is available now, has a mix of emotion when he first heard about his latest title. The entertainer told People this week in their cover story that, quote, he said, "I was excited, but I was a little scared at the same time because there's a lot of pressure. Everyone's going to be picking me apart to see if I'm sexy enough to hold this title. I'm also following behind Idris Elba, which is not fair, and it's not nice to me," unquote. Legend is People's 34th Sexiest Man Alive, joining a long list of Hollywood hottest starting with a then 29-year-old Mel Gibson in 1985. But, you know, with his buttery voice and his unparalleled musical skills, the star who entered the University of Pennsylvania at just 16 years old says that his mother, Phyllis, a seamstress, was his first and biggest fan. But most importantly, Legend said his parents, including his dad, Ronald, a factory worker, taught him to remain humble and kind. And now with his gorgeous family and an endless list of accolades, the star is happier and more confident than ever. So congratulations to John Legend for making the cut to People's Sexiest Man Alive for 2019. And Russell Crowe and his family, they fled to safety as an Australian bushfire engulfed the star's rural property on Tuesday, November 12th. The actor's New South Wales home was hit by the fire that was spreading across eastern Australia, and he revealed on social media that two of his buildings were destroyed by the flame. Although the Gladiator star was out of the country, he tweeted that his home near Coffs Harbour was hit by the bushfire, and he posted a video and picture of a helicopter water bombing smoke-filled trees near a fence and driveway. While he did not specify how badly his property was affected, he added three pictures of the grounds around his home on fire, showing firefighters containing the blaze. He did not say who took the pictures. The Robin Hood actor also confirmed no livestock or horses had died in the incident. Bushfires are common in Australia, but the blaze arrived earlier this year due to dry conditions after 3 years of drought. Three deaths have been confirmed so far. And to all my listeners who I do have some listeners in Australia, so I just want to give them a shout out and hope that everyone's okay down there in the land of Down Under. And it's summertime there. It's springtime, I think. It's springtime. So they haven't reached the summer solstice yet. But, yeah, shout-outs to Australians and to all my Australian listeners, hoping that you're okay and that everybody's doing well. Rapper Remy Ma has put New York prosecutors on blast for pursuing assault charges against her, insisting that it's a waste of public resources. The All the Way Up hitmaker, real name Reminis Mackey, is facing 4 misdemeanor counts, including assault in the third degree and aggravated harassment in the second degree, for allegedly punching Love and Hip Hop New York star Brittany Taylor backstage at the Pretty Lou benefit concert in April. She appeared in Manhattan Criminal Court for a brief hearing on Tuesday, November 12, when the judge overseeing her case adjourned proceedings to December 2nd. Grumbling about the ongoing legal action, Remy told the New York Post Page 6 it was just more of a waste of taxpayer money. Her lawyer, Dawn Florio, is currently seeking to have the charges dismissed. And hip-hop pioneer Eric B. has been released from a New Jersey jail after he was taken into custody on a 17-year-old arrest warrant. The rapper-turned-blue-blood actor, who was one half of duo Eric B. and Rakim, found himself locked up on a bench warrant on October 28 after discovering an old case dating back to 2001 remained open. At the time, he was pulled over by police officers for failing to have the proper license plate on his new Range Rover, but the traffic stop escalated and he ended up pleading guilty to aggravated assault and resisting arrest charges in early 2002. His then-attorney, Paul Berggren, allegedly told the star he did not need to appear for sentencing back then, as he had already agreed to pay a $5,000 fine, but his no-show resulted in a bench warrant, which only resurfaced recently as Eric B. returned to the U.S. from a trip to Canada. The musician's real name is Eric Barrier, claimed he never received a notice about the mishearing and attempted to resolve the matter through his current legal representative, Patrick Toscano, but ended up being arrested last month. He appeared before a judge on Tuesday, November 12, when Toscano's request to have his client released was granted as long as he settled the outstanding $5,000 fine and agreed to return to court on November 22nd. Eric B.'s former attorney, Berggren, is currently serving time behind bars himself after he was convicted on 23 counts, including murder, in 2013. And Lamar Odom has popped the question to his girlfriend, Sabrina Parr. In an Instagram post, the former NBA star shared the excited news with his followers that he and Parr are engaged. The soon-to-be Mrs. Odom also shared the engagement news on IG. A source spilled some of the details of the couple engagement with E's News. News of the engagement come nearly 3 months after Lamar and Sabrina made their relationship public. Odom was previously married to Khloe Kardashian. The former couple married in 2009 but called it quits in 2013 when the Keeping Up with the Kardashians star filed for divorce. But Lamar Odom's son, Lamar Morales Odom, has apparently had a change of heart about his father's engagement to Sabrina Parr. After hours after he had slammed his father for not telling his family before he proposed to his girlfriend, Lamar Jr. took to Instagram again to backtrack on his earlier comments and apologize for it. Admitting that he was hurt and caught off guard by the surprise announcement, Lamar Jr. blamed his hateful comments on a lapse of judgment. Last night, he said, quote, I was emotional seeing my father get engaged through social media. He also posted along with a throwback photo of him and his sister, Destiny Morales Odom, and their father. And this is what he also said. He said, quote, at the end of the day, I'm a teenager that is becoming a young man. I have to be responsible for what I post. I have nothing but love for my dad and want what's best for him, unquote. Lamar Jr. and his sister Destiny are 2 of 3 children Lamar shared with his ex, Liza Morales. They also have a son named Jaden, but he died at 6.5 months old on June 29, 2006, from sudden infant death syndrome while sleeping in his crib in New York. A photo of Little Reese, alleged shooter, has circulated online hours after shooting. The leaked photo, which is reportedly obtained by the police through street surveillance footage, shows the man who is believed to be the suspect who fired shots at the 26-year-old rapper. The grainy image featured a man wearing a hoodie is aiming his gun, a mini Draco, at someone unseen on the street. He appeared to step out from a silver sedan, which makes a stop at the intersection of 167th Street and Pulaski Road with the weapon in hand. His target, however, is not captured in the photo, though there are other cars around him. Reese, whose real name is Tavares Taylor, was shot in the neck during the incident on Monday, November 11, around 2:30 p.m. Central Time in Country Club Hill, a suburb south of Chicago. He's reportedly still in critical condition. When officers responded to the scene, they reportedly found an empty car with blood on the driver's seat and outside the driver's side door with Reese nowhere to be seen. Witness claimed that an unknown man had taken him and fled. Authorities located Reese at a nearby hospital where he was being treated for a gunshot wound to his neck. He was later transferred from Advocate South Suburban Hospital to Advocate Christ Medical Center in Oaklawn. No arrest has been made so far as the investigation is still ongoing. Reese Camp has not released an official statement on his condition. Meanwhile, fellow musician Lil Durk took to his Twitter account to assure fans that Reese is good. Reese is a close friend of Chief Keef. He was featured in one of Keef's track titled Traffic. Right now we have 16 minutes after the hour. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to another edition of That's Entertainment. I'm your host, Tammy Jones-Gibb, where every week between 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern Time, I bring you the latest in entertainment news, celebrity news, and pop culture. If you like the show and you are a registered listener here on BTR, make sure you click on the follow-up button on top of the show page, and that way it will send you a reminder when I broadcast live. Also, make sure you like us on Facebook. Just go to www.facebook.com/thatsentertainment.radio. Follow us on Twitter at That's Entertain 1. You can also follow me at Stiletto14 on Twitter and on Instagram at T. Jones Gibbs. Stanley's daughter is suing one of his father's former personal assistants after he claimed she grabbed her dad by the neck and slammed his head into a chair. Okay, the legal papers obtained by TMZ show Jones Salias Lee has filed a $25 million lawsuit claiming her father's ex-assistant, Bradley Herman, appeared on the first edition of the podcast Stan Lee World, published a few days after Stan's death, and said J.C. Lee took her father by the neck and grabbed his neck and slammed his head back into the wood portion of the chair. However, Jones Salia refuted the claim, insisting she never struck her father and never tried to choke him, instead suggesting Bradley, who she claimed was fired in early 2018, made a false statement because he was seeking revenge against her. She goes on to state her father denies she ever hit, struck, or strangled him in the multiple interviews with the media, and insists that the ex-PA knew the narrative was false when he relayed it on the podcast. The comic book mogul daughter further alleged the man stole from Stan before being fired and regularly forged Stan's signature on loans. She's also suing the podcast host and former CNN reporter Alan Due for his role in the episode. And Insecure actor Jay Ellis is a first-time father as a fiance Nina Senekar gave birth to a baby girl on Friday, November 8th. Nina announced the happy news in a post on her Instagram page on Monday, sharing a snap of her and Jay's hands holding their daughter's tiny feet. And they wrote on the caption, quote, "And just like our lives got a whole new meaning, welcome Nora Grace Ellis, November 8th, 2019. Jay shared the same picture on his Instagram page alongside a heart emoji. Nora is the first child for Jay and Nina, who has been together since 2015, and revealed the engagement and the actress' pregnancy over the summer. And Marie Osmond had quite the fall during a show at her Las Vegas residency when she chipped off a piece of her kneecap. Rue, the singer and TV personality, sustained an injury during a September performance of the Donnie Marie Show, which she co-headlined with her brother Donnie Osmond, when she fell off the stage and lost a fragment of bone from her leg. Despite the frightening incident, the talk host insists she won't miss any future dates as the sibling Las Vegas run draws to a close after 11 years this Saturday, November 16th. She also insists her final few sets will be nights to remember. And former U.S. President Jimmy Carter is to undergo a procedure to relieve pressure on his brain caused by internal bleeding following several recent falls. The 95-year-old was taken to Emory University Hospital on Monday, November 11, ahead of his operation on Tuesday, which comes just weeks after he was rushed to the hospital after fracturing his pelvic in a fall at home. Carter also fell on October 6th, just days after celebrating his 95th birthday. The cancer survivor underwent a hip replacement in May. And Summer Walker is putting her mental health as the first priority. The R&B singer has taken to social media to share breaking news with her fans as she's decided to cancel half of the remaining dates of her first and last tour to focus on her health. In a video that the CPR songstress shared on Tuesday, November 12, on both her Twitter and Instagram account, she is in the video saying, quote, "I just want to say that I really, really, really appreciate anyone who genuinely loved my music, buy the F out of my music, come to the shows, come to the meet and greet, support me, and really love and respect my personality. Unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to finish this tour because it doesn't really coexist with my social anxiety and my introvert personality. But I really hope that you understand and respect that at the end of the day, I'm a person, I have my feelings, we know, I get tired, I get sad, and that's just a lot. So I don't want to lose myself for someone else. I want to give you all what I can. I'm going to keep making music, and I'm going to do a few shows, but I can't finish," unquote. She also expressed her feelings in the caption by saying that she truly appreciate all the love and support, and that she's been very open about her struggle with social anxiety. And this is what she also wrote. She said, quote, "I want to continue to be healthy and to make music for y'all, so I have to decide to cut down some of my dates on the tour. I hope you can all understand. I'm grateful for every single one of you, and I hope that you understand that wellness, mental health is important. All canceled dates will be refunded ASAP. Thank you," unquote. The cancellation arrived just a day after Summer responded to complaints about their meet and greet experiences. The fan described the event as an anticlimactic and disappointing experience because the singer was closed off. You know, you got to give her credit. You know, she's such a talented young woman. You know, she has that new song that hit with Usher. Was kind of a remake of his song, "Leave the One You With," and she has a new song with him, which they did a remake of his song. And you know, sometimes the world gets a little too much, and she wanted to let fans know, you know, this is what's going on with me, and do not try to take it too personally. But I'm going through something, but I just want to let you know, I'm putting it out there, and I just want to make sure that I'm going to do whatever the remaining few dates I have, but I'm just going to let you know I got to do me, so. So, you know, I mean, it's understandable, and you know, we keep forgetting that a lot of these celebrities are real people, too, that they go through issues, they go through the hurt and pain just like the rest of us, so we have to understand. But, you know, it helps that they put it out there and, you know, put it in, you know, in the nick of time, because, you know, you don't want them to come out there and perform and you're paying all this money and they're not performing their best because of personal issues with their health or well-being or just life in general. Christian Bale learned from former U.S. Vice President Dick Cheney that he despised his portrayal in Vice via a rude message he received from another parent at his son's school. The Dark Knight Rises star rising star, packed on some pounds to play the politician in the 2018 biopic, and although his on-screen performance won him an Oscar nomination, it appeared that Chaney was not impressed with the film. Bale revealed he only found out about the Republicans' disdain for the project through a mutual acquaintance. The actor recalled to Yahoo Entertainment that one of his moms was at a party at his son's school that Chaney was at and said to him, you know, are you going to see Christian tomorrow? You have anything to say about him? You know, he's portraying you in this movie. So he tells the mother that to tell Christian Bale that that he's a D. He called him the D word. Now, the Brit had previously explained he wasn't granted a meeting with President George W. Bush number two prior to the shoot, so he could only hope that Chaney was pleased with the film. However, after winning the Golden Globe for Best Performance by an Actor in a Motion Picture, Musical, or Comedy, Bale decided to share his sentiment about the music subject publicly. Dedicating the award to Chaney, the 45-year-old said during his acceptance speech, that, quote, he said, thank you, Satan, for giving me inspiration on how to play this role, unquote. That's what Christian said about Dick Chaney at his acceptance speech. Right now we have 25 minutes after the hour. Coming up, we're going to be talking about the latest from the We're going to be talking about the latest from Michael Jackson's nephew, Todd. Apparently, he is a little upset at the producers of the Apollo documentary for brushing off the Jackson 5 career and legacy in this new film, which was produced by the producers of the Apollo. It's supposed to be an HBO documentary about black music, and they kind of left out the Jackson 5, so he was a little upset about that. Also coming up in the half hour, the winners of the 2019 People's Choice Awards, I'll tell you who won if you didn't get to see the award show. I'll tell you who were some of the winners of this year's show. And Bill Murray is returning to the screen for an upcoming Ghostbuster 2020. And Shia LaBeouf convinced his father to sign over the rights to his life story for his new movie, Honey Boy. And Nicole Richie is set off to show off her rapper alter ego in a new comedy series. All those stories and more coming up in the next half hour, so don't go anywhere.
Yeah, and you look so happy walking down the street, don't you, babe? Did you forget? You said that in this lifetime you could never get over me. Are you over me? When I said I hope you're happy, didn't mean it. Never thought you'd be so good at moving on. When I'm lying wide awake, you're probably sleeping. And maybe what I'm thinking is wrong. I want you to cry for me, cry for me. Say you didn't die for me, die for me. And you begin to make it lie for me, die for me. Cause you hold me when I'm dreaming. And it's time you know I'm feeling.
Tune in to That's Entertainment, the number one source for entertainment news and pop culture every Wednesday afternoon with your host, Tammy Jones Gibbs, right here on Blog Talk Radio.
Right now, we have 28 minutes left remaining in the show. That was the latest from Camila Cabello in Cry For Me. Before we went to the music break, I was telling you about Michael Jackson's nephew, Taj Jackson, has hit out at producers of the Apollo documentary for erasing black music history by brushing over the Jackson 5 career and legacy in the film. The HBO documentary about the iconic New York venue premiered last week, but Taj was less than impressed to find his uncle's group had been edited out of the clip. The New York venue helped catapult the group to stardom when the band won its amateur night in 1967. One of Michael's last public performance was at the Apollo Theater when he performed at the Democratic National Committee fundraiser for former U.S. President Bill Clinton in 2002. Following his death in 2009, thousands of fans gathered at the performance space to mourn the Billie Jean star's passing. The singer's estate and HBO had locked in a $100 million lawsuit since January when the cable network aired the controversial Emmy Award-winning documentary Leaving Neverland, which detailed alleged child sex abuse claim against the late singer. They have denied the allegations. And celebrities have flocked Barker Hangar in Santa Monica, California on Sunday, November 10th for the 2019 People's Choice Awards featuring David Spade, Sarah Hyland, Joey King, Kelly Rowland, and Terry Crews as presenters. The award-giving event honored people in TV, movies, and music industry. Stranger Things came out as the biggest winner in the TV department with 3 trophies. The hit Netflix sci-fi series was honored with the award of the show of 2019, beating out Games of Thrones, which led the pack with 8 nominations. Additionally, Stranger Things won the drama show of 2019 category that night. Star Millie Bobby Brown also collected 1 trophy for herself. The 15-year-old actress who played 11 on the series was announced as the winner of the Female TV Star of 2019, edging out Sophie Turner from Games of Thrones, Reese Witherspoon from Big Little Lies, and Lily Reinhart from Riverdale, among others. The stars, however, didn't attend the event. As for the comedy show of 2019, the event went to The Big Bang Theory, with Keeping Up with the Kardashians winning the category of reality show of 2019, and America Got Talent walked away with a trophy for the competition show of 2019 as successfully winning over RuPaul's Drag Race, The Real, Housewives of Atlanta, Queer Eye, and Bachelors in Paradise, among others. Other wins include Cole Sprouse, who won the Male TV Star of 2019 for his stunning portrayal of Jughead Jones on CW Riverdale, and Zendaya Coleman was among the honorees after being named as the winner of the Drama TV Star of 2019 for her appearance on Euphoria. The 45th Annual People's Choice Award also present awards in movies and music categories, in addition to giving trophies for fan favorites in pop culture. And Bruce Springsteen and Peter Jackson were celebrating on Sunday, November 10th, after emerging victorious at the Critics' Choice Documentary Awards. Concert special Western Star, which Springsteen co-directed, earned him the Best Narrative Prize at the Brooklyn New York Prize Giving, where historical films like Apollo 11 led all winners with 5 accolades, including Best Documentary Feature and Best Editing for director Todd Douglas Miller. Lord of the Rings movie maker Jackson was named Best Director for Thou Shalt Not Grow Old, in a tie with American Factory, Stephen Bogner, and Julia Richard, while Linda Ronstadt, The Sound of My Voice, was unveiled as Best Music Documentary, and Toni Morrison, The Pieces I Am, about the acclaimed late novelist, was declared Best Biographical Documentary. The Biggest Little Farm picked up Best Cinematography, and there was also a big honor for filmmaker Frederick Wiseman, who was presented with the D.A. Pennebaker Award for Lifetime Achievement. So congratulations to all those winners. Bill Murray is returning to screens for the upcoming Ghostbusters 2020. The 69-year-old actor has long been rumored to be reprising his role as fan favorite Dr. Peter Venkman in the new movie, but now co-creator Dan Aykroyd has confirmed the news during an appearance in the Greg Hill Show. Dan noted that Murray, Sigourney Weaver, and Annie Potts all completed filming on the movie. New cast members in the upcoming flicks include Paul Rudd, The Sinner's Carrie Coon, Stranger Things' Finn Wolfhard, and Gifted's McKenna Grace. While Murray rose to fame on Saturday Night Live has appeared in comedies including Scrooge, Groundhog Day, and the first two installments of the Ghostbusters franchise, the comedy legend recently landed himself in a new side gig after applying to work at an airport restaurant in Atlanta, Georgia. The star has since been offered the position at Chinese eatery P.F. Chang's with a post on its official Twitter page reading, quote, "Bill, you're hired. When can you start?" unquote. Murray has yet to publicly respond to the offer. And Disney chief Bob Iger has reportedly told investors the Star Wars films will go on hiatus after the latest installment, Star Wars: The Rise of Skywalker. After Disney chief acquired the rights to George Lucas' sci-fi saga in 2012, they announced plans for a new trilogy, which comes to an end with The Rise of Skywalker and several spin-off films. However, according to Variety, with the last spinoff film, Solo, a Star Wars story, failing to meet box office expectation, Iger told investors on a quarterly earnings call that Star Wars will go into a hiatus for a few years to focus on TV shows. The news comes shortly after Game of Thrones creator David Benioff and D.B. Weiss announced that they would not move forward with Disney on plans for a further trilogy of films. Another Disney major property, the Marvel Cinematic Universe, is also at a crossroads after the release of Avengers Endgame, which concluded the story of some of its iconic characters, including Robert Downey Jr.'s Iron Man. Iger said he was optimistic about the future of both franchises. A new Star Wars TV series, The Mandalorian, debuts on the entertainment giant's new streaming platform, Disney Plus, on November 12th. And Shia LaBeouf convinced his father to sign over the rights to his life story for a new movie, Honey Boy, by pretending Mel Gibson would be portraying him on screen. The Transformers star delved into his complicated relationship with his emotional, abusive father, Jeffrey, for the autobiographical film, which he wrote, but the actor admitted he had to trick his dad in order to get him to get his backing to make the project. Instead of Gibson playing Jeffrey, Shia takes on the role himself, portraying a younger version of his dad, and his casting didn't go down too well with LaBeouf Sr. LaBeouf told late-night host Jimmy Kimmel, quote, that he lied to him and told him that Mel Gibson would be playing him and that he signed the paperwork. Then when he got home, he sent him pictures, and that's when he broke the news to him. Instead of Gibson playing Jeffrey, Shia takes on the role himself, and then he also confessed that his dad wasn't too enthused about him playing him. Once the movie was completed, Shia set up a special screening for his father, but he has yet to ask Jeffrey for his thought on the film. Instead, the 33-year-old chose to monitor his dad's reaction via webcam as Jeffrey watched the movie, and it appeared he was really moved by the personal project. Honey Boy also starred Lucas Hedges as Shia at different stages in his life. And Nicole Richie is set to show off her rapper alter ego in a new comedy series. The former reality TV star will take on the title role in Nikki Fresh, in which she will meet with real-life health experts and comically discuss ways viewers can improve their lives and help the planet, all while spitting socially conscious and educational rhymes. And this is according to Deadline. The show will air on a new digital platform called Quibi, with Richie serving as the executive producer.
She will also be working alongside her husband, rocker Joel Madden, and his twin brother, Benji Madden, as official at their MDDN company, have been hired to oversee the music for the project. Now, Rishi has since taken to Instagram to celebrate the news by sharing a screenshot of the Deadline article alongside an image of herself in character. A release date has yet to be announced. And for all you Friends fans, according to a new report, a reunion special for the mega hit TV show 25th Anniversary is in the works on HBO Max with the six core star returning. Sources tell Hollywood Reporter that talks between the cast members and the creator of the NBC comedy are currently underway for the unscripted reunion special. It is said that stars Jennifer Aniston, Courteney Cox, Lisa Kudrow, Matt LeBlanc, Matthew Perry, and David Schwimmer are joining the planned project. Also involved in the project are series creator David Crane and Marta Kaufman. However, it's worth to be noted that a deal is still far to be reached with the site, adding that agreement with cast and creative still need to be hammered out. In addition, the site said that the talks could fizzle as it's challenging to match everyone's schedule. HBO Max and Warner Brothers TV producer reportedly declined the request for comment on the matter. The report arrives as Friends is set to leave Netflix at the end of this year before heading to Warner Media back HBO Max. Rumor has it that Warner Media paid $85 million per year for 5 years to reclaim streaming rights to the hit TV series for its own platform, outbidding Netflix, which paid $80 million to $100 million to keep Friends on its service for 2019. Previously, Jennifer was quick to shut down rumors of a Friends reboot during her appearance on the Ellen DeGeneres Show back in October. Although she answered questions about the reboot with a flat no, the actress did add that they would love for there to be something, but they don't know what would that something be. So they're just trying. They're working on something. Jennifer is currently airing on ABC TV Plus The Morning Show, which marks her first TV series regular role since she wrapped Friends. Premiering on November 1st, the show sees Jennifer starring opposite her friend on-screen sister, Reese Witherspoon. Right now, we have 16 minutes left remaining in the show. I'm going to take another music break, and I'll be back with the last remaining stories of the day, so don't go anywhere.
Don't move on, it's scary. I'm not where you left me at all.
that was the latest from Dua Lipa and Don't Start Now. Right now we have 13 minutes left remaining in the show. And for the last remaining stories of the week, Mel B is reportedly set to appear on the upcoming series of British TV show Celebs Go Dating. The Spice Girls singer filed for divorce from ex Stephen Belafonte in March of 2017, but is looking for love and has apparently called on the popular dating show to help her with her search. According to a source, Mel is up for trying new things at the moment, especially since her profile has been rise again after the Spice Girl summer tour. The wannabe hitmaker was married to Stephen for 10 years and has since claimed her ex abused her during their marriage, which he has strenuously denied, and alleged he came between her and her family. However, the star, who reportedly enjoyed a fling with the X Factor UK winner James Arthur, recently told dating app Badu, the True Flirt podcast, that while she's scared of dating, her past meets up has not been disastrous. Mel's love life dominated headlines over the summer after she claimed she and Jerry Halliwell were involved in some kind of lesbian affair during the girl band's 90s heyday. Soap opera actor Malik Thompson-Dwyer and Love Island star Amy Hart are also reportedly set to appear alongside the two become one singer on the show. And Vivica A. Fox has hinted that Jesse Smollett may make a cameo appearance in the final season of the TV show Empire. The actor played Jamal Lyon on the program, but was written out of the final two episodes of season 5 after being arrested amid claims he filed a false police report alleging he was the victim of a hate crime. The series will be coming to an end after a 6th final season, but Vivica, who played Jamal's aunt Candace in Empire, suggested that Jesse's departure might not be as permanent as fans think. Speaking about creator Lee Daniels' decision to cut Jesse out of the Empire show, Vivica told Andy Cohen on Watch What Happened Live on Sunday night that it was tough. You know, Jesse is family. He's always going to be family. They love him to death, but there was just too much drama surrounding the circumstances. She insists, of course, that they do stay in touch with the actor and that they love him, and who knows, they just don't count him out just yet. You may see him. When Andy asked on Empire, the screen, Vivica responded with like being very coy and fluttering her eyelashes. But all charges against Jesse was initially dropped, but in August, a Chicago judge appointed a special prosecutor to investigate why state prosecutors dismissed the charges so quickly. The city of Chicago is also attempting to persuade the actor to cover more than $130,000 in investigatory fees. He has so far refused to do so. And the Real Housewives of Potomac star Monique Samuels has been charged after allegedly attacking co-star Candace Dillard during filming. According to a new report, Monique is charged with second-degree assault from the District Court of Montgomery County in Maryland. Candace reportedly filed a complaint against the 36-year-old star with the commissioner of the District Court of Montgomery County in Maryland on November 7. Monique is scheduled to appear in court on December 23rd, and should a judge agree their probable cause at the hearing, then the wife of NFL star Chris Samuels could be facing jail time. If convicted, she can be sentenced up to 10 years of imprisonment and a fine of up to $2,500. The physical altercation between Monique and Candace took place during the filming of the forthcoming season 5, when the housewives were all at the Vineyard while drinking wine. The two had been beefing for years, later got into an argument, and then things shortly escalated into like a physical fight. It was said that Candace was injured during the brawl, following the brawl, and they was asking producers to call the police. When authorities arrived to the scene, she told them that she planned to press charges on Monique for assault. However, it remained to be seen whether or not they took action against Monique. While it wasn't known what injuries that Candace suffered from the fight, there's a report that states that she asked for medical assistance, which she later received.
And the D.L. Hughley Show on TV One has already come to an end. The network made the announcement on Twitter on October 31st, saying that the late-night broadcast would be the last. The D.L. Hughley Show will air its final episode tonight so D.L. can focus on his national syndicated radio show. That's what TV One tweeted at the time. They said, thank you to all the fans who have watched nightly, and don't worry, that DL political commentary you love isn't going anywhere. Catch DL on a radio station near you. Hughley followed up with a tweet saying his show would be looking for a new home where nobody can tell him what to do. And this is what he tweeted. He said, quote, if you're a fan of the D.L. Hughley Show, thank you. We're leaving TV One, but stay tuned. We'll be announcing soon where we're going. This time I can drink and nobody can tell me what to do. Hashtag Team D.L. Hashtag thank you for rocking with us. Unquote. TV One recently explained to Urban Hollywood 411 that Hughley's show was not sustainable and was canceled because of the comedian's busy schedule. In related news, D.L. Hughley is set to executive produce and star in a one-hour documentary special that will explore the state of race in America, according to the outlet. The special title, How Not to Get Shot and Others' Advice from White People, is based on his best-selling book by the same name and will air on Comedy Central. And the Real Housewives of Atlanta co-star Cynthia Bailey's daughter, Noelle Robinson, who's now 20, has revealed that she's bisexual. Noelle made the revelation to her mother on Sunday episode of The Real Housewives of Atlanta while Bailey was driving with her daughter and asked about her dating life at Howard University. Bailey then asked if she was interested in both men and women, to which Noelle explained that people like to try and box everybody in and put labels on everybody or on everything. But she said, quote, I don't really do that. There's a lot of attractive guys and there's a lot of attractive girls. It really just came out of nowhere a little bit. I just wasn't really expecting that to happen, unquote. Bailey admitted that she's adjusting to her daughter being sexually fluid. And meanwhile, T.I. daughter Deja Harris unfollowed her father on social media after he was criticized for admitting to accompanying his daughter to her gynecologist appointments to make sure she's still a virgin. In a since-deleted podcast interview, T.I. described a typical gynecology visit with Deja to check her hymen. According to Insider, T.I. was only joking. He begged the podcast host to remove the interview. Deja has unfollowed her father on social media amid the backlash over his controversial comments. And after a four-year hiatus, Keisha Cole makes her return to BET for a two-hour special that will once again take viewers inside her private life. In Keisha Cole, My New Life, the singer juggles a relationship with boyfriend Nico Kale, pregnancy, past relationship, and her music career. BET previously produced four hit docuseries following Cole's life over the years, including Keisha Cole, The Way It Is, Keisha and Daniel, Family First, Keisha Cole, All In, and the spinoff show centering on her mother and sister, Frankie and Neffy. In August, Cole and Kale welcomed their first child together, a son, and the couple made the birth announcement on Instagram. Fans will be able to view Cole's second journey through pregnancy on their upcoming BET reality show special. And according to MTO, Nico is an independent artist who was featured on Nelly Furtado's single, The Spirit Indestructible, released in 2012. He and Keisha have been together for over a year. Keisha Cole, My New Life, premieres on Monday, November 18th at 10 p.m. Eastern on BET. And another day and another racist is the center of a viral video, and this time rapper Trina was one on the receiving end of this racial epithet. According to multiple reports, Trina was shopping at a Walmart location in Cooper City, Florida, when an unidentified white female shopper called her the N and B word. Videos of what follows show Trina responding to the comment with rage, and someone notified her that authorities are being called, to which Trina could care less about. The TMZ report claimed the woman used the slur against Trina after, I'm sorry, I'm saying Tina, it's Trina, after they bumped into each other in an aisle. Cops responded to the disturbance call, but Trina declined to file a report. TMZ added that law enforcement also did not speak to the woman who hurled the racial slur. Citing safety measure reasons, the hip-hop star was reportedly escorted out of the Walmart and to her vehicle. And Drake has something in common with our president, Donald Trump, and Donald Trump Jr., for that matter. So you ask, what could that possibly be? Well, like Trump and Jr., he got booed. Booed so bad that he left the stage at his buddy's Tyler, the Creator, Camp Flog Nob Music Festival. The crowd obviously wanted and or expected someone else. And they were thinking it might have been Frank Ocean, which they were expecting on stage, instead of Drake. No one was more surprised than Drake at the sour reception. Again, maybe they were expecting Frank Ocean to hit the stage and sing, but they got what they didn't want, and apparently it was Drizzy rapping. Talk about embarrassing. Drake offered to stay longer, but the crowd made it clear that they didn't want him, and at that point, the rapper thanked the Flog Nob festival goer for their time and exited the stage. That was it for his set. As for why this happened to one of the biggest music acts in the world right now, TMZ suggested that it might have something to do with the type of music these ticket holders are into and who else was in the lineup. Tons of alternative hip-hop and R&B artists, save for a handful of guys who can cross over to mainstream like Da Baby, 21 Savage, Juice WRLD, YG, etc. The majority of the acts cater to a bit of a more indie listeners, Dito for Frank Ocean, who's the king of that whole genre right now. And Lady Gaga had annoyed fans after confession she can't remember her flop album, Art Pop. The Born This Way singer initially scored a chart hit with her third studio release in 2013, but it received mixed reviews and suffered a large drop in sales after its first week of release, prompting some to deem the project a failure. At the time, Gaga hit back at the criticism, insisting that the detractors simply failed to understand the concept of art pop, but 6 years on, it appeared even she had forgotten all about the period of her career. The pop superstar caught fans off guard on Monday, November 11, when she took to Twitter and simply wrote, "I don't remember art pop." She didn't expand on her statement, but her omission had led to a backlash from followers, with many expressing their disbelief at her blunt comment. Others trolled Gaga for replying to the message with a screenshot of a tweet she had shared back in 2013 when she declared Art Pop, the album of the millennium, had yet to respond to the online uproar. And rapper YG and Stormy Daniels, they joined forces on Sunday, November 10, to express their mutual disdain for President Trump. During the performance at Camp Flog Nob in Los Angeles, the musician invited the adult film star, who allegedly had an affair with Trump, on stage to sing the controversial hit FDT, which stands for F Donald Trump. Before the unlikely pair began the song, Daniel introduced herself, saying in a footage shared on Twitter, "She's the reason Donald Trump is screwed." YG, whose real name is Kenan Daquan Ray Jackson, then asked his pal about her alleged relationship with 45, to which she responded that the sex wasn't all that, and in other words, she just laid there. As the crowd cheered in response, the Go Loco star gave Daniel a hug as the tune, which featured the late Nipsey Hussle, and strongly criticized Trump over his views on immigration and compared him to former President Barack Obama, began playing. Last December, Daniels was ordered to pay $293,000 in legal fees and sanctions after losing a defamation lawsuit to Trump, who had repeatedly denied having a relationship with the star. And Kacey Musgraves will live out a dream at the CMA Awards in Nashville, Tennessee, on Wednesday, November 13, when she performs the Muppet movie theme Rainbow Connection with Willie Nelson. The two artists had become good friends, and when she asked Willie to perform the track he covered on his 2001 album of the same name, the country music icon was game. Ironically, footage of Kacey singing the song as a child in a grainy home video went viral on Monday, and she shared the news with fans via Instagram, writing, quote, "a Willie full circle moment," unquote. Musgrave and Nelson previously collaborated on a really nice Christmas, which featured on the Follow Your Arrow singer's 2016 holiday album, A Very Casey Christmas. The pair will join on stage at the CMA Awards by co-hosts Carrie Underwood, Reba McEntire, and Dolly Parton, who will open the show with a tribute to the women of country featuring Sarah Evans, Crystal Gayle, Martina McBride, and the High Women. Kelsey Ballerini, Lindsay L., Maddie and Tay, Ashley McBride, Carly Pierce, Garth Brooks, Blake Shelton, Brooke and Nunn, and Thomas Rhett will also perform, while Lady Antebellum has lined up a special collaboration with Halsey. Well, that will do it for me for this week. Tune in next time when we do it all over again. You've been listening to Vast Entertainment. I'm your host, Sammy Jones Gibbs. Join me next time when we do it next week. Have a great week. Stay safe, and I'll talk to you next time. Take care.